This is a special edition of Inside Lifeway, the official news podcast of Lifeway Christian Resources. Thanks for listening.
Hi, thanks for joining us for this podcast. My name is Michael Kelly, and I'm an editor for Threads, and have the pleasure of sitting here with Margaret Feinberg, who is the author of the upcoming Bible study release, Scouting the Divine. So, Margaret, thank you so much for joining us.
Really glad to be here.
It's an interesting title, Scouting the Divine. I'm curious to know why you titled it that. Why are we scouting the divine?
You know, I don't know about you, but I know that in my own life there are a lot of times that I read the Bible and I feel this incredible sense of disconnect. Those stories feel so far away, not only just thousands of years, but cultures, and just as if it was in a different land. And so in my own life, I've just been crying out to God and saying, Lord, I want to know you. I want to find you in scriptures, maybe passages that I've read many times before. I want to see you in a new light. And in those passages where it's a little bit less familiar, getting to know God. Even there.
I do understand that. I feel very much the same way. I'm sure that a lot of folks do that are listening to this. I mean, for you personally, was it particularly just those passages that you wanted to dig into, or was there one specific kind of catalytic moment that made you want to write this study?
About 10 years ago, I was taking care of my aunt's bed and breakfast in Alaska when a guest came through and I randomly asked her what she did. And she said she was a shepherdess. And I was like, a what? And she said, a shepherdess. I was like, you take care of sheep? And she began to explain just her life of working with sheep and the flock that she kept around her home. And as she was talking, I remember having just my spirit come alive. All of a sudden, these passages that I'd read my whole life were just flashing through my mind. And I thought, oh my goodness, there's so much here, and one day I want to write about this. Well, last spring I went and tracked her down and went and spent time with her up in Oregon, and she became the catalyst for Scouting the Divine, my search for God in wine, wool, and wild honey.
Which is a very, very cool title and a very wonderful subject matter too. And I think that probably a lot of people are familiar with the fact that of the shepherd terminology that's used throughout Scripture, sheep and shepherds and that sort of thing. But it's not the only biblical image that you examine in the study. I mean, if someone picks up your book or picks up your study, they'll also meet Joe and Aaron, who are a couple of farm boys in Nebraska. What is their story? How did you link up with those guys?
A number of years ago, when my husband Leif and I were living in Alaska, a group of college students came through and spent the summer as part of an outreach project, and we invited a handful of them over to our house, and they would come every Sunday, and we just would just spend time and enjoy life and feed them. Sometimes their only green food besides a salad on our table was the green Fruit Loops that they were having for breakfast. But there was one college student who really never left, and that was Joe, and he just became part of our heart and lives. So in Scouting the Divine, we went and spent time with Joe and his uncle Aaron on a farm in Nebraska and learned about the themes of harvesting and sowing and planting and reaping, and it was incredible. I was recently sharing some of the nuggets that I learned in that journey, and I remember an 81-year-old man looked at me and he goes, I've grown up on a farm, I've done this my whole life, and I've never seen things quite like that.
And Joe is definitely an interesting guy. We had the opportunity to talk to him as part of the audio segment for Scouting the Divine, and we enjoyed that conversation a lot. And there's some other characters that you met, too, some other people that are also very interesting. Gary the beekeeper, also an interesting guy. Even though honey and bees might not be quite as familiar of a metaphor biblically to some people, what brought you to a beekeeper and honey?
It's interesting because if you look in the Bible, there are nearly 70 references to honey and hives and bees throughout Scripture, and almost 20 of those refer to the Promised Land as a land overflowing with milk and with honey. And so for me, it was fascinating to go and spend time with a veteran beekeeper, somebody who has been doing this for more than 40 years, and look at them and say, why of all the distinguishing characteristics of the Promised Land do you think it's defined as a land overflowing with milk and honey?
In addition to Gary and Joe and Lynn, we also meet Christoph in the study. And Christoph is a master vintner in Napa Valley, California. Tell me about the time that you spent with Christoph.
Christoph was amazing. He was just fascinating as he talked about viticulture and the growing of grapes, and particularly in Napa because it's such – land is so expensive that you're incredibly careful with every cluster of grapes and all of the grapes that you're growing. And so he really unpacked what it looks like to grow a vine, the process of pruning, and what it means in John 15 to abide in the vine.
Which is a very pivotal passage that Christoph did have a lot to say about and added a lot of insight into exactly what that means. Margaret, if you could sum it up in maybe just one or two sentences, that this is your prayer and your hope that everyone who reads Scouting the Divine, everyone who goes through the study, that this is what you hope happens in their lives. How would you do that?
My hope and prayer is that for every person who goes through the 6 weeks of Scouting the Divine, they will discover the Bible coming alive like a pop-up book, that the characters and the images and the metaphor will come alive in their hearts and their minds and their spirits. And in the end, they will find themselves loving God all the more.
I think that's a great prayer and one that we would certainly agree with and echo here. So thank you for your time, Margaret Feinberg. We appreciate you being here with us once again. Scouting the Divine, the Bible study, releases from Lifeway in January 2010. Keep watching for more details, or you can pre-order your copy today at threadsmedia.com/scoutingthedivine.
This Inside Lifeway podcast was a production of the Communications Department of Lifeway Christian Resources. For an archive of past podcasts, visit lifeway.com/insidelifeway. For more news, information, and contacts for journalists, visit lifeway.com/news.